In 1997, when I first heard my spirit voice, it was so loud, I looked around, searching for whoever was in the empty room with me. No one. But the deep voice started by saying, "You are beloved." Well, that got me crying, because at that time I did not feel beloved at all. The voice had more to say, in its authoritative but friendly tone. Do not stay where you don't feel loved. To love and be loved is all. And then a suggestion to pass all your ideas, wishes, dreams, thoughts, decisions through me. Although not religious, I was convinced this was probably what others called God, speaking directly to me at a time of great emotional crisis when my marriage was disintegrating. The comfort of this disembodied voice was immediate and immense. I felt loved in the world. My actions were sure now. I was instructed to go forth and find love and follow my passions. Well, I've been doing that ever since, and I've never been happier in my whole life. I have many friends and a rich and varied life. I feel so loved, and I look it. Best of all, any time I want to talk with that voice, I simply have to get into peace. What I now know to be an alpha wavelength mind state. Then I close my eyes, make contact. The voice always immediately responds with how much I am loved. And then I ask my questions. I've come to know the difference between the universe answering me, or alternatively, my own reasonable thoughts or answers, but not inspired ones. The intuitive answers come tumbling down on top of the question. I don't even get the question out before the answer is spoken. For example, I might ask for guidance in how to say something difficult to a friend to get the issue on the table without hurting their feelings. I will make contact right now as I write regarding my soon-come job as master of ceremonies at a friend's wedding. I don't want to do it, for fear it will be a lot of work and has the possibility of overtaking the mood of the wedding, because I'm a big presence. So I just asked the universe for help, and it said, "We are with you on this. Keep every announcement under 3 minutes so you will not dominate, but just move the proceedings along." There. With that guideline, I have been given parameters which reduce the workload for me and prevent MC mic overload. I love the universe. It is so much smarter than I. Friends have benefited too when I access my inner voice for them at their request. Give me a moment, I say. I close my eyes and I get into a calm, alert, and focused state and ask the universe their question. One friend wanted to know why his marriage was breaking up. The answer was the book. Well, this carried no meaning for me, but when I said it aloud, he paled. Oh, it's 'cause I read her diary and I shouldn't have. She wrote about a female lover. That's why she said she couldn't trust me anymore. I read her diary. Well, the universe said the trust issue was more hers than his. Well, since the answers are always smarter than us, my friends are impressed. Some want to be able to access their own inner wisdom. They want to be sure of their decisions, of their path. They want their conversations to be informed, but kind. These friends all know what it feels like to access their intuition randomly. They each have had at least one experience in their lives where listening to an inner voice changed their lives. These are their encounters. Encounter 1. Divine Intervention by Kate Kelly. I believe in divine intervention simply because it happened to me. Well, me and my 3 children. It was early Saturday morning and I was taking my 6-year-old daughter, Shannon, to dance class. My husband was away for the weekend and so I had my other 2 children with me, my 4-year-old son Connor and my 1-year-old son Quinn. All 3 children were safe in their car seats, snug in the back of our small Honda Civic. It is always a great deal of work getting children ready to go anywhere, so I started early. Boots, jackets, hats, sippy cups, bottles, teddy bears, Batman figures, and everything else we might need. The process went quicker than expected, with minimal bumps and minimal crying, and lo and behold, I was early for Shannon's class. The three children were quiet and drowsy from their car ride, so I decided to drive around, enjoying the peace and sipping on my coffee while the kids slept undisturbed in the back. I enjoy driving, and the car was a standard four on the floor with a quick pickup and a lot of fun to wheel around. I drive quickly. I'm a very good driver, but not a very patient one. Consequently, I never usually stop fully and count to three at a stop sign, or wait for anything when the light turns green. So the car was a soft haven, the children blissfully asleep, and me joyful in the moment, which felt totally mine for the first time in quite a while. I was touring around the back roads of subdivisions where there was very little traffic, and I was lost in unexpected tranquility until I realized I would have to start heading back to the dance studio. I was on Grandview Street, south of King Street, which is also Highway 2, running east and west right through Oshawa. I came to the intersection and my light was red for a long time, accommodating the King Street traffic. Ironically, after so much time to spare, I was beginning to get anxious about making it to the dance studio on time. My left hand was on the steering wheel, and my right hand was on the gear shift, ready to pull into the intersection as soon as the light turned green, and speed my way back through town. As my mind was racing with my thoughts, and watching the traffic, and glancing at the lights, and at the children in the rearview mirror, and the myriad of things the mind processes at such a time, I heard a voice saying, "Wait. Wait. Wait." I sat back in my seat, listening and waiting, and not even wondering, just waiting as I had been instructed to do. The light turned green, and still I sat there, kind of in wonder, waiting for I didn't know what, when a Ford truck came barreling through the intersection. I watched the truck speeding through the red light. The driver's head was down, as if he had dropped something on the floor of the cab and was looking for it. Oblivious to the light he was running, or to anything that would have been in his way. Anything like a small Honda Civic with a mother and three children. In moments, the truck was through the intersection, and again I heard the voice. "Okay. Now you can go." I put the car in gear and drove into the middle of the intersection where only moments ago the speeding truck had been. I don't know if I actually said thank you out loud, but a very deep sense of gratitude came over me, and I felt like crying for the lives of myself and my children, spared by something I cannot describe other than as divine intervention.